Well, it's time to speak to the boys and girls, and I hope that you will listen in real well today, because I want to talk to you about the man who saw the first rainbow which God put into the sky. Now, the Bible says that during the flood in Noah's time, the rain fell for 40 days and 40 nights, nonstop. Torrents of rain poured down, causing that flood to cover the whole earth. And for 150 days, the water covered every mountaintop that nothing was seen. And then after that 150 days, the water began to go down and things became a little bit visible. Noah didn't see any trees for 10 months. And he was in the ark with all those animals for a total of 1 year and 10 days. Now, he must have been very busy looking after all those animals in the ark for about a year. But I think that God helped Noah by putting many of those animals to sleep. There are certain species of animals that hibernate for weeks and months on end. And it's quite possible that God caused many of the animals in the ark to go to sleep for a long, long time. And so it would have been much easier for Noah to manage a sleeping lion than to manage a hungry, roaring lion. Now, I don't want you to believe the artist's drawings of Noah's ark with a row of windows on the side with the animals' heads looking out. You will see that in many picture books where you have the giraffe's head, the lion with its trunk out, and the sheep and the goats and the cats and all the other animals, and as if they're on along for a joyful ride looking at the scene out the side windows. The Bible tells us that the ark had but one window, and that was on the top. There was a covering for it during the time of rain, but when the sun shone, then it was time to remove that covering and to get the fresh air and the sunshine coming in. Now, after the rain stopped and after he had hoped that the earth was visible again, Noah sent out a raven. That would be a large black bird. But it never returned, because ravens, they eat on carcasses and dead flesh. And so Noah later sent out a dove to see if the earth was now again habitable. But that dove came back again with nothing. And so it would take more time for life to return. Noah then sent out a second dove, and we are told that it returned with an olive leaf plucked off from a tree. Now that told Noah that the water was receding and the earth was returning to life again. And so finally God gave to Noah the command to go forth from the ark. And that must have been a happy day when the door opened, when the few people that were in the ark, Noah, his wife, three sons and their wives, eight people in all, and all the animals went skipping down the plank onto the new earth after the flood. How free they would have been, felt in the fresh air and in the sunshine. They knew that God's judgment was over. All the wicked people were gone from the earth. They had perished in the flood that covered the whole worldwide flood. And so the world was safe again. And Noah and his family knew that God had been good to them. He had been kind to them by saving them in that ark from the flood. And so to offer thanks to God, Noah took some of the clean animals and he offered up a sacrifice. Even though he was in a, a new world with a new beginning, and all the sinners and the wicked people were gone, it was still right to offer up a sacrifice in thanksgiving unto God, which was very pleasing unto the Lord. And right away, God promised Noah that he would not curse the ground anymore. And he promised that while the earth remained, there would be seed time and harvest and cold and heat and summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease. What a great promise. And that promise we have fulfilled right to this day. Did you get any apples this year? That was because there was the seasons: springtime, summer, harvest, seed time and harvest. Did you eat vegetables this week? Did you eat fruit this week, or cereal from grain? And that's again because God kept his promise and has given to the nations of the world seed time and harvest, summer and winter, and the seasons God keeps absolutely faithfully. Now, I'm sure that Noah and his wife, their three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth, along with their wives, they worried about that rain, that ridiculous rain that fell for 40 days and 40 nights. And as they looked up into the sky, they would have seen clouds forming here and there. And they would have been filled with fear that, again, that rain of judgment would fall upon them. And they would have been asking, what if that rain comes again? And what if for another 40 days and 40 nights that will turn into a flood? Are we going to live with this fear constantly under God's judgment? They may have wondered, is that the kind of God that we live under? Is he such a God who will just snap his fingers and send such a judgment upon us again? Well, the Bible is very clear that God is not only able to judge sin. Oh, he will. God proved that in the flood. And all who turned wicked, all who rejected God's way of salvation in the ark, were destroyed. God does judge sin, and we must always remember that. But that's not only what he does. He is also able to pardon sin, and to pardon it totally, and show great mercy even to those who are guilty. Our God is merciful, who loves his own people and will always bless his own people despite, not because of, but in spite of their own sins. And so the answer to that big question about God's true nature is in the beautiful rainbow which God put in the sky. And God promised that he would never again destroy the world by a flood. And to establish that promise, he put that rainbow in the sky. A rainbow that starts in the ground, goes up in a perfect arch, and returns to the ground. And I'm sure you may have seen such a rainbow on a rainy day when it was sort of sunny at the same time. And that is when you will see that rainbow. Now, a rainbow has seven beautiful colors: red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, and violet. And you can remember them by the person's name, Roy G. Biv. Red, orange, yellow, G for green, and B-I-V, that's blue, indigo, violet. Now, that rainbow is God's covenant. It is his sure promise that he will never again judge the world by a flood. And the rainbow is therefore a symbol of God's mercy. And it reminds us that it reminds God also of his promises to always deal in mercy. Now, when you read the last book of the Bible, Revelation chapter 4, you will read there that that rainbow is now in heaven, and it's like a circle around the throne. And so every day, God is reminded of his own promise, indeed of his own nature of mercy. God also has fulfilled that promise, not only by putting a rainbow in the sky, but by giving us his own Son to go to the cross and to pay the price, the judgment of God upon all sin. And on that cross of Calvary, the Lord Jesus bore all the wrath that is due to his covenant-believing people. And if you are a Christian, a believer in the Lord Jesus, then you can rejoice that God will only always deal with you in mercy. Think of the rainbow. Think of what God promised to Noah. That promise is now made to us through God's only Son. Now, the Bible is clear that God gave the rainbow, he put it in the sky as his unfailing mercy. And Christians can rejoice every time that you see that rainbow, that God is a faithful and a wonderful Savior who will never forget his promises of mercy. Now, there are people who want to do different things with the symbol of that rainbow, but only God can put a rainbow in the sky. People can put a rainbow on the street, people can use it as a sign, but only God can put that symbol of the rainbow right in the sky as a covering arch to tell the story that our God is a God of unfailing mercy. And all who trust in the Lord Jesus as their Savior are safe, saved. God will never judge you for your sin because you are trusting in the Lord Jesus alone as your Savior. So boys and girls, remember Noah, the first man to see the rainbow in the sky. And every time you see that rainbow, remember, God delights in mercy. And he will save his people by the mercies that the Lord Jesus purchased for us at the cross of Calvary. Thank you for listening. And remember, you can go to the website and you can not only read that story, you can get the handout, the quiz for the children. There's a PDF right down at the bottom. As you scroll down to the bottom, you can print that out and, of course, send it in. And we look forward to receiving that.